Speaking of wee, if I may.
You may wee yourself to death. You may.
How do you, when you take a wee, how do you do it? Do you sit down? Do you stand up? Do you sort of...
Depends. If I'm at home.
Because I know you don't piss on your foot in the shower.
Yeah, on it. I've pissed my...
Oh, you start pissing. Oh, I knew you would after we started talking about
nice
it.
Nice warmth.
I knew once I mentioned that it was good for you, you'd start doing it.
Except your feet turn yellow.
Well, you're supposed to have a shower on, you idiot.
Oh, for God.
You idiot.
Sorry, and you're supposed to get the... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Jesus, piss ladders beautifully, doesn't it?
Oh, it does wonders for your hair, you know. Oh, well, not in your case. I use it as a shampoo. Oh, that's two times I've made you laugh. I'm just going to write that down.
PO5.
God, we're idiots.
The question was about how I do a wee. There's a couple of ways. If I'm in a, say, like here, for example, and I'm in a rush, I usually go to a cubicle. I don't like urinals.
No, I've noticed that about you. Why is that? Is that because you've got a little willy and you don't like to show it? Is that what the problem is?
No, I just think... I think urinals... No,
isn't that a great word? Urinals.
No, I just don't like it. I don't feel like I can... Well, put it this way. I don't feel like I can put the entire effort that's required...
You are a very private person.
I'm a very private individual.
Very, very private individual.
Yeah, I'm so private, I don't even have a mirror in my house because I don't want more than one person looking at me. That's how private I am.
Weird.
I go to a cubicle...
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it go.
Right, but
standing up.
But do you, you know, do you have your both feet flat on the ground?
I do.
Your hands on your knees and lean forward or anything?
No, I
like
don't.
That?
No, I just...
You know, if you were to do that, you would be ready for the perfect wee.
You're joking.
Nope. A Professor A.J. Rain has spent years, probably at some government expense, I imagine, studying the perfect piss. To help 1 million Australians, funnily enough, including 300,000 men,
right,
who suffer from a weak bladder.
So basically,
You stand there, lean forward,
right,
with your hands on your knees, and piss. How do you hold it? Piss could be going everywhere.
It probably does.
It's flopping around everywhere, isn't it?
With all the high pressure.
This explains why when you go into your urinal, there's piss all over the ground.
Well, that's probably it.
What intrigues me though is how do women do that?
Yes.
Because they don't aim all that well.
No, they're pretty lazy.
I've always noticed that a woman is not a good aimer. She doesn't have the perfection in aim that a man does.
Yep.
But this chap, he surveyed a shitload of people, and he discovered that is the way to do it. You put both feet, and if you're standing or going to the urinal in a minute...
Both feet flat.
Actually, if you're going to the urinal in a minute, take a phone with you, a mobile phone, and ring us... Reverse charges, and we'll tell you whether you're doing it right or not.
Can I do it?
Go ahead. Yeah, do you want to go and do it now?
Can I ring you?
Yeah.
You're all right.
Do you want to go and do it now?
I'm actually dying for a whiz. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll ring you.
Okay.
There.
Right. Don't forget to take your phone. Okay, the fish is just running off to have a whiz, and we're going to see whether he's going to whiz properly. He's left the studio. He'll be in the whizzing room any minute. What else does this bloke say? I mean, dead set. How bizarre is this? This bloke spends years studying to find out how people piss. I think that's really peculiar. Oh, look, phone's ringing. Afternoon, Net FM.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, funnily enough, I suspected it might be.
Hey, yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I've got to get it out first.
Okay, take your time, no rush. I don't want to pressure you, I know how private you are.
Can I hold the phone on one with one hand?
I don't know, can you? No, ideally you need to have both feet flat on the ground. Are you in the cubicle or the urinal?
I'm in the cubicle.
I thought you might be. Okay, ideally you need to be with both feet flat on the ground.
Yep.
Both hands on your knees. So what you might have to do is can you prop the phone between your shirt, your head and your shoulder?
I can rest it onto the toilet.
As long as we can hear that you're actually taking a whiz and you're not just, you know, somewhere else.
Here it goes.
Okay, here we go. Live, the fish taking a piss.
Here it goes. Not yet, hang on.
Come on! He's nervous.
Hang on.
Here we go. it's a good one. Don't forget to shake it.
Hey, you know what?
I didn't hear a shake. Yeah.
Hear that?
Oh, that's better. You just had to get that last little drainage bit out, didn't you?
I did. It actually worked.
Did you feel comfortable pissing in that fashion?
I felt like the bladder was completely emptied.
Well, I mean, this man, AJ Rain, is an expert then, Fish.
Sounds like it.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you back in the studio in a minute.
Okay,
bye. And there it was, the fish taking a leak as an experiment for the Vinyl Lounge to check to see whether AJ Rain, who studied millions of people, well, all right, maybe not millions, but tens of thousands of people over many, many years, apparently something like 15 years, he has been studying how people take a piss. And we've just conducted our own experiment. As you just heard, the fish raced off to the loo and emptied his bladder. And I don't know about you, but it sounded fabulous to me. It sounded as though he was relaxed. It sounded as though he was very comfortable within himself, very happy. More importantly, he didn't get his dick caught in his fly, because by Christ, that hurts. And he was just relaxed. He was, you know, when you're having acupuncture and or you've just had a pull and you've just that feeling. That's how it sounded as though the fish was when he was having his piss. Here he comes back in the studio. And now I was just saying, Fish, that it sounded as though you were just completely relaxed. You know, like you just after you've had a pull and you've blown or you've just had acupuncture.
Oh, listen, I was so relaxed. It felt like every last drop out of my bladder was drained.
Because a lot of the time when you're taking a piss, it doesn't, does it?
No.
It's a struggle to get it out.
It is. But I felt extremely relaxed, fully in control. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
It was my second home.
Is that right?
I could have possibly stayed longer. If I could have bolted a TV onto the wall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could have had an array of newspapers, magazines, other periodicals.
Life would have been... And life would have been good.
It would have.
Ah, that's just fabulous. Now, we've got a man's point of view. We need a girl's point of view.
Yes, we do.
If you're a girl and you need to go and take a leak, can you send us an email or your phone number first, and we'll give you a ring, because we want to test to see whether this theory works with you girls. I know normally you girls sit down, but apparently that's not the way to do it.
No,
I don't think it's going to be overly comfortable for you. Maybe the whole toilet design needs to be changed.
That's a bloody good point.
I think it probably does.
A standing toilet.
A standing in the correct position, 2 feet flat on the ground, your hands on your knees and leaning forward.
I have an idea. You know those secretarial chairs? They're like those where you put you bend your knees.
Like Lisa Simpson uses.
Yeah, you bend your knees.
The ergonomic chair.
Ergonomic, and it's like riding a bike almost.
Yes.
A toilet like that, perhaps.
I think that could be it.
Ah, an ergonomic toilet.
Just as a matter of... Red, if you're... Well, you are still there because you're in the chat room. If you feel the need to go and take a leak in the next couple of minutes, could you let us know so we can record you? Or if anyone else, any of you girls out there, feel the need to go to the bathroom and have a whiz, can you send us your phone number and we'll give you a ring? I think that's fair.
Yeah,
because it's a scientific experiment. We're not perverts.
Indeed.
Don't get me wrong. We're not perverts.
No.
We just need to know and we need to prove that this man's research is correct. You're on the Vinyl Lounge. Scott O'Basil the Fish. Studio at netfm.net is where you need to send your phone number so we can find out if you're... Maybe we could ring Salon Kitties. They do pisses on request.
Yeah,
we might give that a try.